Hey folks, you know, Service Fabric Mesh is a fully managed Azure service for developers to build and deploy mission-critical applications without managing any of the infrastructure like VMs and storage or networking. Chaco is here to show us how effortless it is to scale a service from 3 replicas to thousands today on Azure Friday. Hi folks, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Chaco Daniel, and we're going to talk about Service Fabric Mesh. Last time, people can look up the episode, you took it and you kind of scaled it from one instance up to 3, but you've come back to do even more.
Yes, to show you what the true power of serverless truly means in terms of infrastructure. Without thinking about it, you're able to scale up. So I start with this particular slide out here. So basically just saying this is actually our pivot slide, which talks about we give you a complete lifecycle management, we give you intelligent traffic routing, and it is actually the microservices and containers orchestration platform. So,
like Azure itself uses Service Fabric for things?
Yes, Azure Core uses it. A lot of other large offerings like SQL Azure, Cosmos DB uses it. This particular one, this is in private public preview now, so we don't have any internal customers using it at this point. We have a lot of external usage at this point.
Right, and Service Fabric Mesh is different from Service Fabric is that I don't have to think about a lot of the administration, the administrivia, it's handled for me.
Correct. So it can also be used for the same things we use Service Fabric for. It actually can be used for modernization of your born-in-the-cloud applications. You can bring your own network to connect to other Azure networks and so forth. And without minimal changes, you can actually put it into Service Fabric Mesh, and then you can also use any language or any framework which you like, whether it is in Java, whether it is ASP.NET, whatever else you think can be containerized, you can bring it to us.
And I don't have to think about the underlying virtual machine or the underlying operating system; that is just part of the fabric.
Yes. So based on your model, we will figure out where you will run. Like for example, if it's an Alpine image, we will actually put you on a VM which actually supports that. So
nice.
That's how it works. So you don't need to think about it at all. So I'm here. So basically, let me show you a demo. And so let me set it up a little bit so that you guys see it. So this demo basically is, you can see it. So basically has 4 services. All of them listening on the same network, and there is the web front end, and then 3 worker services. Each of these services basically are meant to represent fireworks.
Sure.
So at this point, you see there is 1 container each, and each of them are just tracking the position of the firework, and it's just reporting it to the front end, and the front end is just mapping it.
Okay. So to be clear, this isn't just an animation and some graphics. The fireworks have a life cycle, and they come and they go, and they move and they change, they mutate their state.
There's work going on.
Absolutely,
here. That tracking is actually the position which the backend is telling the front end.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what it is. So it is communicating using REST. So
okay.
Here is the JSON for it, so that you guys can also try it out in a smaller scale. Of course, the quota for external customers is 12.
Okay.
I have larger quota, so I will use larger. So the very first thing, you would see control plus here a little bit. Okay, so there is a network which I define, which is what all the four services would be listening into. And then I have an ingress endpoint, which just says, here is the public port I will listen to. It's 8080.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is the application itself. So customers who are used to Service Fabric will see similar notions like, okay, I have an application which actually has multiple services, and these services are using the network to talk to each other. So that's exactly out here as well. This particular one has, this is a web service. This web service is, as you can see, is the OS type is Linux. And it is actually deriving from this particular container image. It is listening on this particular endpoint, which is what we just defined in the network. And as a part of the environment variable, this is another feature which we have. Basically, you're passing in something which the website understands.
Cool, so this is an ASP.NET Core application, listening on one port, listening, running on Alpine, running within the mesh itself.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, so it uses, of course, the whole 8 CPUs I have here, and then a gig of four gigs. So this is a front end. The reason why it had to be that way is because it has to keep up with the traffic, which is with the rest of the four, three services will pump in now. So it has a replica of 1, of course, and it's listening. And then now let's go to the backend services. So each of these backend services are also another one of the same container definitions which we have. I'm passing in an environment variable in the object type field, which is called red. Mm-hmm. And so there is red, blue, and green, of course. And that's how I change, because it's the same image, but the environment variables is what makes it different in terms of what color of the framework, the firework I have. This one is a small container, of course. It just basically is a small 0.25 and then 0.5.
Okay, so a little bit of a CPU and just a couple hundred megs of RAM.
Yes.
All right.
And now it used to be one. I'm going to make it 500, because that is going to be fun. And then I did the same for all the three. So
I see. So three colors, red, green, blue.
Yes.
And 500 replicas each. So 1,500.
Yes, that's what we want to hit.
Wow.
So let me just go to Azure, open up the CLI, and then I will copy this, paste, and then it should start to run.
Okay.
So once it starts to run, it should take a few seconds. Wow. Now basically it is now copying those images into the different VMs,
okay,
the back end, so that the images are applicable. So till now it's 1, 1, 1. So
right.
So while this is coming, let me talk about Ignite. So at the Ignite timeframe, basically we would have a few more resources coming up, like routing rules. Like, so last time around I was saying this is coming and I didn't know the exact time. So routing rules is something which we're working on. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly whether it will show up at that point or just later, but we'll certainly have some demos. We'll actually have secrets.
Ignite is in the end of September.
Yes. Yeah, and we would have secrets as well, so that they can terminate SSL at the front end.
Mm. And is this going to integrate with Key Vault?
Yes, Key Vault will be by reference. Initially, we would have inline, and then it'll by reference. So now
something's happening.
Yes, there it is.
Something happening. And oh wow! So, the numbers are changing too.
Yes. So now we have started to scale up.
And look at that chart. I wonder if your laptop's graphics card is going to be able to handle it.
We'll see. Yeah.
Look at that. And again, those are stateful objects with, again, the state is changing. It's not just an animation. It's a true representation on the front end of what's happening on the server side, on the back end.
Yep. So there you have, you have 1,500 containers.
That's a pretty visceral example of scale.
Yes, and customer doesn't have to think about it. They just say, I need 1,500, and you have it. So within around 45 seconds, you have 1,500 containers running. So this just basically goes to demonstrate that if there is a traffic which hits because your site becomes popular, you don't have to worry that you're going to get overloaded. There's Azure which will cover you.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that in the context of games or large social networks or anything that has unpredictable traffic, where you just don't know what the traffic's going to be like from any moment to moment, that level of real compute scale is amazing.
Yes.
So you said that you have special abilities because you can have 1,500 in preview. We can go up to 12. But at some point, is there really an end to how much service mesh can scale?
Actually, at this point, we have not thought of a limit. So there will still be a quotas which the customers will be constrained to. They'll have to say, I need 500 cores, 600 cores, 700 cores. Today in public preview, it is 12 cores, but you can do partial cores for your containers.
That's a great point, because in this case here, you were doing quarter cores for some of those objects.
And we are thinking about micro cores as well, so that's things which will happen later on. This actually is from an application perspective. We always approach it from an application perspective. So unlike the bursty workloads, which most likely you would use functions and so forth for, but this is something for long term and so forth. So anyway, so that's what we're planning to do. This actually would be available for you as a sample to look at. The samples will be available in SA.
So aka.ms, Service Fabric Mesh samples, those are going to be up on GitHub, and of course documentation you can find at the Service Fabric Mesh part up of Microsoft. This can be played with immediately, and it's in preview. Big stuff happening at Ignite.
Yes.
And beyond, even more plans of exciting
features. There's more, yes.
Will you bring me these features and share with me when
absolutely,
it's time?
Absolutely. Next time I come here, maybe we should talk about the resource model and the Visual Studio integration.
That'd be awesome. Great.
And then also maybe Spring Boot as well.
All right, let's do it. I am learning all sorts of great stuff about Azure Service Fabric Mesh today on Azure Friday.